Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
When he calls back, just ask him the question quick.
Yeah. Real quick.
Just respond quick, Stefan. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Financial Guys post-election coverage podcast. And I got to be honest, folks, I'm going to get a T-shirt that just basically says election denier. And here's my logic. I'm listening to BEN this morning, listening to some of the news stations, and they're talking about how all the pollsters, man, if I'm a candidate, I don't really pay for polls anymore. I don't going to bother with polls. Let's see. The polls in Florida were right.
That's right.
And the election results followed the polls. And interestingly enough, DeSantis did things like, clean up the voter rolls, require voter ID, make ballot harvesting illegal.
Yeah.
He prosecuted people
that
voted illegally.
You get a receipt. There's an official ticket in Florida.
There's a check and balance.
Yeah, here's you voted.
Yeah.
Here's your number.
Yeah.
And here's how we know you did that.
Now,
in New York land, the machines didn't work. So they're like, hey,
Pennsylvania. Look. The rest of the country, somehow, all the media is like, oh, look at that. I guess it wasn't. The red wave hit a blue wall. Look at that. But it only hit a blue wall in the states that people like President Biden were talking about, well, we're going to have election delays for weeks now. They talked about we might have delays. We might have irregularities. They're still counting in Pennsylvania, although Oz, I guess, is lost now to the vegetable stroke victim.
right? You know what's amazing is—
Carrie Lake? Who knows?
Even with cheating. Like, honestly, somebody voted for him. The problem is, though, like—
Well, they voted before the debate.
700,000 people sent their votes in before the debate.
We have to get back to early voting, election day.
That's right.
That's it. That's Count it. Until 4 in the morning if that's what you're volunteering to
that's
do.
That's right.
Here's the deal, folks.
Shouldn't even be that hard. Shouldn't even be that hard,
So here's the thing. You and me are running against each other for governor, okay? We're running in Arizona. You are counting the votes. You are the Secretary of State,
right.
Katie Hobbs,
right?
You get to run the election, run the machines, count the vote, right? Mm-hmm. Miraculously.
Appoint people to the
half of the machines didn't work.
Yep.
20%. I've got some video. We'll play some audio. 20% of the machines were reporting incorrectly, right? And they're still
30%.
And they're still counting. So all the states where the red wave didn't really happen, just miraculously, all had some sort of voter issues, right? Whether they be counting really late or absentee ballots coming in or machines not working or all kinds of shenanigans, right? You know where there wasn't shenanigans? Florida. Now, what happened in Florida?
Yeah.
The red wave followed through.
Now,
what did he do? First thing that Governor DeSantis did when he got office 4 years ago, first thing he did, the number one thing, he woke up 8 a.m., day one as governor, you Miami-Dade election commissioner, you're fired.
Yep.
Pack up your shit and get out the goddamn door. And they kicked her out, right? Gone, fired. Guess what happened? He won Miami-Dade.
Yeah.
They actually counted fairly in Miami-Dade. Look at that.
Look at that.
Why is it that Hispanics in Florida overwhelmingly went red? Not in the rest of the country.
That's
How's
right.
it possible?
No, it's Florida.
Look, it's Florida's, over, folks.
Florida is a fair election where there's a system of checks and balances. You get a number assigned to you. They're matching it up so we know your vote is your vote, and there's not 700 other votes attached to your name.
If you're willing to steal a presidential election, you're willing to steal it all. Why would you stop? Well, you got away with
audit,
it.
Audit,
why would you stop?
Audit to New York, to your point, Glenn, Citizens Audit of New York said that they thought there was a discrepancy of about 372,000 votes in New York, meaning that from the last governor's election, people that voted versus the actual votes, it was a difference of about 372,000.
What is she up by right now?
But here's the thing. Lee's last poll, which they spent a lot of money on, put him up by 1%, which would be those votes right there. Which would be those votes.
And how much is Kathy going to win by?
Yeah, she's going to win by 300,000 votes.
Oh, well, just look at that.
Look at that.
Miraculous.
Yep.
What? I didn't see one Kathy Hochul sign outside the Moron Union shop down the street. And yes, you're morons. You guys are morons.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, if I'm going to pull, look at.
You're part of the destruction.
Here's what you're going to get in New York now.
New York is going to turn into San Francisco, which is, let me say.
It's already on its way.
Yeah.
Look at Rochester.
Yeah, some of you are saying, well, it's already there. And you're right. No, it could get worse, though, right?
It will.
It will. 20 years of doing radio, when Glenn and I started, the graduation rate in the city of Buffalo is 60. It's now 35, yeah. Right? It can get worse, and it will get worse.
And they cheat there, too.
There'll be more heroin needles.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be more people shitting in the streets. That's your future, New York City.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, some of these suburbs will get more expensive. So for those of you that say, oh, my gosh, all of New York's going to go to crap, no, that's not what happens. Like in California, some of those safe suburbs are just really expensive to live in, right? Homes, I think, were up 7% last year in New York State. Some of these safe places will get more expensive. Look, last few years, some people have said, well, look at what the Democrats have done in North Buffalo. North Buffalo now, crime up rampantly.
And
these people last week in North Buffalo are saying, we can't believe it. We've got to do something about the crime. And all you morons vote Hochul right back in.
Yeah.
You get everything you deserve.
Enjoy your Elmwood.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy walking over.
You're the first windows that are going to get smashed.
Oh, yeah. So you business owners, business owners downtown, enjoy. Yep. Enjoy. Yep. Because guess what?
Antifa will target you first, as they did during the last go around.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, they didn't target Alden. Now, why didn't they target Alden?
No, because we'll shoot them.
Yes,
that's why.
Those people,
because you go out to the places like that and you get shot. That's why. Because these people are not tough. They're tough in big groups that attack innocent people
on Twitter.
They're tough in big groups when they're smashing windows, right? Mm-hmm. But as soon as they're confronted, look at what happened when they tried to confront Stefan Mihailu, and then what's his name there?
There's a few people
gave him literally an ass beating, right? as he very well deserved, Nick.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, look, they're willing to steal a presidential election, which they did. The presidential election of Joe Biden was a total and complete fraud. He can't even fill a middle school gym, right? They're going to take out Trump. Trump is done now. I mean, they're like, well, it looks like Trump is over. It's DeSantis' party now. I don't want to be DeSantis' party. I want DeSantis to stay right in Florida.
That's right.
Because guess what's going to happen? DeSantis leaves Florida. He runs for president 2024.
Yeah, they cheat.
Do you think Do you think they're going to allow a fair election? It's over for this country, folks. I'm convinced. I'm sick to my stomach right now. What we have now in this country is we have pockets of freedom.
Yep.
Florida, maybe Arizona, Texas for now, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Alabama, maybe Missouri. I don't know. Not many other than that.
Scary thing about Texas is, what we all predicted would happen in Florida is what happened, right? I mean, you had so many people, red people, loving American conservative thinking people move and flip Florida. You would have hoped that we would have seen a bigger sense of that in Arizona, Nevada, and Texas, right?
You did.
There are some border spots in Texas, though, where it wasn't even close. You know, some of these congressional races, I'm thinking to myself, holy crap, the welfare is working in there. They get these people in, they get them addicted to the crack.
I don't think so. I think they count the votes. I think here's exactly what happens. They mail out the votes to people that have no idea what this even is. They mail out the ballots. We saw this in Arizona. I just accidentally mailed out 6,000. How many ballots did they mail out in New York?
No excuse, though, for Texas. The Republicans run Texas.
Right, exactly.
They can fix it.
But I said this now. I've said this now for weeks now, right? I've said for months. What are the Republicans doing in their states to clean up elections? They didn't.
How many Republican governors do we have? A lot, right? Something like 30 or something like that?
Well, and the good news is, what's her name? Sarah
Huckabee.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really like her a lot. I think she's terrific. I thought she was one of the best I think she was the best spokeswoman we've ever had for the president, I think.
Yeah.
And I thought she was terrific.
No, she did
a
great job.
She's a class act. And
there was some, just to be optimistic a little bit, Mickey Kearns wins locally, Larigo wins locally.
Yep.
You know, the Long Island turned red. That was, you can't tell me, though, that they go vote for Hochul and then they vote for.
No. Okay. Here's what happens. They mail out the vote. They mail out the absentee ballots. Right. The Democrats know that they were mailed out. And so what happens is they send out their walkers to go knock on doors.
Yep. And collect
them. You get your ballot today? Yes, I did. OK, great. Let me help you vote this. I'll take this for you. Oh, cool. And I'm going to play a video, actually. Let me play a video now.
Yep.
And because this is exactly what happens. There's a Democrat in Florida who described exactly this. It doesn't happen in your community, but I can tell you it happens in mine. Let me see if I can find this. And maybe we'll bring in Mike here. We'll talk a little about why I look for this.
Certainly an assault on Mike. Come on, Mike. Can do that.
We got to wide out the ankle. I'll probably move over a little bit. But
we can't wait to hear the Fetterman interviews over the next day or two.
Oh, I can't wait for the floor speeches on the Senate.
Whoa.
Dogs and cats.
Coca-Cola. Blue.
Right.
Energy. He's still, though, his brain is still wired to get the points out of the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
which
you
got to
come in. You got to be like,
more
here,
money.
I got to push that back. Here we go.
We need fairness.
Kind of made it here.
Eh, kind of.
We need fair, not fair.
We got to push.
You know, the guy lived with his mom and dad till he was 40.
Who's that, Fetterman?
Yeah,
not surprising.
Yeah, lived with his mommy and daddy till 40.
Actually, adjust the angle.
He's 100% exactly everything what that party stands for.
Yeah,
sucking off the system, living with mommy and daddy till he's 40. Right, no responsibilities, just absolute joke.
Yep. Well, now he doesn't have any responsibilities anymore either. He'll just be in be in the Senate. Whatever the Senate tells him to do, that's what he'll vote.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why he's there. Mike, you guys did an awesome live streaming event last night, GOP headquarters. What was the mood like down there?
Well, it was interesting. It was exciting at first. Obviously, you know, we started at 8, so the New York polls didn't close till 9.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I getting all jammed up
there?
That
was a long, night for you guys.
Yeah, it was a long night, but right around 11.
That's even worse now. Hold on a second. Wait. No, that's even worse.
There it is. All right, there we go. Right around 11:15 is when they started calling it for Hochul. NBC News, I believe, was first, and then Fox News called shortly after. You know, I've said this to a lot of people this morning. I don't know. I know New York City is a big part of this, but
it's a huge part of it.
But how you can vote for her and be serious about it.
Yeah.
Vaccinating your children, masking your children, crime not being a big deal.
I don't believe it.
You know,
I don't believe it.
I agree. There's clearly people that do vote for her, right? Though,
yeah.
I mean, not to say that there wasn't fraud. Citizens Audit of New York has pointed that out. Shame on, by the way, some of the local people like Sheriff Garcia who just won't even call her back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we put you as a Republican in the position you're in, to be able to help us expose some of this fraud, not even calling her back, which is a shame on it. But yeah, I mean, look at there's some crazy. I mean, look at what comes out of Fetterman's mouth. I mean, does that blow your mind that anybody would vote for this guy? I don't care if there was fraud or not, to look and think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to pull the lever for this guy who doesn't even know his own name.
Back in 2008. When Obama won 110%, right? Well, I said this back then. Every single person in Philadelphia voted for Obama. Everyone.
Yeah, well, plus.
Everyone.
Plus he an won extra 10% of dead people.
He won 100% of the. There wasn't a single vote. That's what the numbers showed in the 2000. You cannot tell me that that's a fair election. At that point, right there in 2008, the Republicans should have woke up and said, whoa.
Yep.
Something's not right here.
Yep.
Wait a minute. You had 110% of the voter turnout, and all of it went to the Democrats?
Obvious fraud.
Look, I'm going to find this video. Again, this is what they do. They send out the ballots to these communities. They did it in Arizona. They did it in New York. How many ballots were sent out in New York? 6 million?
Yeah.
6 million ballots were sent out in New York. I didn't get one. Did you get one?
No. I did not.
Did you get one?
Mm-mm.
Where do you think they sent them? Maybe, I don't know, places like Harlem, right? And then and then here come the little
polls. The Bronx, east side of Buffalo.
Right? And here come the Democrat operatives, right?
Yeah.
You got that. Okay, perfect. I'm a collection person.
Well,
I picked these up for you. They don't know any better.
Their street cred is unbelievable, though. I mean, their footprint. Presences. They were sending out robocalls yesterday saying, if you need a ride, we will pick you up. That was a robocall. I have a copy. We'll play it. If you need a ride, we will please call this number. We will pick you up.
This was the Democrat. I'm going to play this clip here, but this is not the one I'm looking for. But this is the Democrat. These are Democrats. This should have held true all across the country, but yet somehow it only held true in Florida. How is it possible? Whoops, no volume.
Argentina, and we had a candid conversation because you voted for Joe Biden, but you feel a little differently now. Why?
Because of what's going on now. I've always voted Democrat, and as soon as he took office, I knew exactly. I opened up my eyes, and it's just, you know, leaving people behind in Iraq, Americans, the border, the crime, soft on crime, education. It's just unbelievable.
Yep. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. I went this morning and I voted, and I voted all Republican.
There is not one thing the Democrats, since Biden's been in office, can say they've accomplished. You can't run on one good.
No. But as she said, Iraq, but she meant Afghanistan. But she represents most of the Democrats that I talk to in this country that were really disgusted. Who voted for the Democrats? Who?
They did.
Who? I mean, seriously.
They did. The party did.
Again, why doesn't – look it. Again, folks. Okay, what is a poll? What is a poll? A poll is a sampling of people, right? We go out there, we take a poll. This 1,000-person sample is supposed to represent the millions of votes, right? Well, why wouldn't Florida be a similar sample then, right?
Mm-hmm.
How big is Florida's sample? 21 million votes? Like 21 million people in Florida, I don't know what the voter turnout was, maybe 50%, maybe less.
One of the most mixed cultures in the country, by the way. We have black people, white people, Latino people.
So if that's like a poll, if that's like a poll, right? If Florida's like a poll of 20 million people and the poll shows a substantial red wave, how do you explain Pennsylvania? How do you explain Arizona? How do you explain these races like New York? How is it that if a poll is and now, of course, I said this earlier. Oh, I guess, well, the polls were all wrong. Really? Because the polls were right in Florida.
Yeah.
They were right on in Florida. Marco Rubio
won.
Yeah, and
guess what else was right? The equipment. The equipment worked.
And the equipment worked. Yeah. There was no voting machine errors.
No.
There was no drama in Florida.
Needed your driver's license to prove you were you. Needed a number to match up with the receipt on the way out so you know you had proof you voted. Systems were actually set up the right way. Here, all over the state of New York, all over Michigan, all over Arizona, machines are breaking down, and you know what they're telling people? Don't just leave them in the box underneath. Right. Just leave them in the box
underneath. This was Arizona. This was Arizona last night. This is one of the poll workers here. This is just craziness.
Just leave them in the box.
So I pulled my ballot in, but so it didn't, it got misread, but then what was happening?
Put it in there.
Yeah.
And tonight, a Republican and a Democrat will sit and go through all of the misread ballots all over the county.
Sure, they will.
And count them. And
that's Arizona.
Will get counted.
Arizona.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Democrats in charge of all that.
Not working.
That's actually running.
Nothing's working.
No.
So you put it in the box here.
Had 2 years, by the way. 2 years to figure all this shit out. 2 years to figure all this crap out. You've been accused for 2 years of stealing a race. You had 2 years to fix it. Didn't do a goddamn thing.
Let me ask you another question. Mike, you're probably on top of this too, right? So remember with all the voting machines, right? Remember we were told 2 years ago? What were we told 2 years ago with these voting machines, right? They were not connected to the internet, right?
Yeah.
Remember that, Mike?
Yeah.
Right? Not connected to the internet, right?
That's right.
Absolutely not connected to the internet. Why did they send out the FBI then to make sure that these machines weren't hacked? Yes, they did that. They sent out the FBI. Now, in Florida, the FBI tried to go into the polls. DeSantis said, not a freaking chance, right? He said, no way. You stand outside and instead sit there and watch from the outside, right? But, you know, but again, they were there, allegedly, to make sure that none of these machines were hacked. Well, how would they be hacked if they're not supposedly connected to the internet?
That's right.
How do you get hacked? Now, meanwhile, in a Georgia race, there was literally a poll worker that got busted inserting a thumb drive. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did see that.
What the hell is this?
Right.
I mean, the shenanigans, folks.
Should be in jail.
Iraq had cleaner elections, folks.
Yep.
Iraq had cleaner elections. No more paper ballots. No more mail-in votes. No more early voting. If you're disabled or you're elderly, you get or in the military, you can vote via mail. Everybody else, you show up on election day.
Yep.
You union folks, you got the day off.
You got
the whole day.
That's right. They pay you.
You can make it happen,
They pay you to stay home and vote. The only thing you need to do is go over, stroll your way over, right?
Unreal.
What's amazing, too, is they knew who won the lottery yesterday after 5 minutes. They knew it was L.A. County right away, right? But we can't figure out election machines.
That's the thing. Think about this. For decades, right, we've all used ATM machines. Have you ever once received the wrong amount of money coming out of that ATM machine?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
Oh, one
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ.
And
of
honestly,
course you.
I returned it.
But
I got 40 extra dollars. I went back to the gas station and returned
money. I literally have used ATM machines.
One time.
All the time. Right? I don't like to carry lots of cash on me, so I use because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. So I end up using ATM machines where every single time the exact same. How in the fucking world when it comes to my money that they can get it down to the penny, right? Yeah. But yet with these votes, they just can't do it.
They don't want to. That's right.
If they cared at all about this for both sides, they'd say, look it, if I'm a Democrat and I'm in the state of New York, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the Republicans and it's not a fair election. We're going to, the fact that they don't request an ID is ridiculous.
Right.
You'd have to be some kind of a mental midget to a different degree to not see what they're doing when they say, we don't want a voter ID. That's just simple,
of
right?
Of course.
You want to get in on an airplane, everybody on the plane says, yes, you should show voter ID. After 9/11, we want to know who's on this plane. Your vote is just as important, if not more important, right? What amazes me, though, is Texas and the Republicans down there. You better find your backbone. You better look at the state of Florida because we have a national crisis with the drugs that are coming over there. Fentanyl is a real deal. It's not marijuana. You know what?
No.
Like marijuana spreads through a community and everybody gets the munchies. Very different, very different than a little fentanyl getting sprinkled in some food that gets distributed to, you know, 300,000 children.
You could have it on the door handle of your car and touch the door handle and you're dead.
Yeah.
That's how crazy.
Literally,
stuff is.
A small bag of fentanyl can kill 100 million people.
Yeah.
It's just crazy numbers, right? And yet we don't care. To me, the Republicans can fix that. See, when you look at these states and they're stuck on stupid like New York, and we're in this like communist loop, and you just can't get out of it. There is zero reason why every Republican-led state doesn't look like the state of Florida this morning. Yeah, every
right.
single
that's
one.
Right, because
every
they cheated.
And they got more power. DeSantis is proving it. He's got more power than they think. You know why? Because people can be mobile today. 25 years ago, when you moved from New York to Florida, you very rarely were talking to your friends and family. Now, the whole damn way down there, you can FaceTime them, right?
Yep.
It is easier to be mobile and move, and Florida's proving that, right? Every single day, every single month, people are leaving New York and moving to Florida. These rest of these states need to look at that blueprint.
But if they don't spend the next 2 years with fixing the election integrity,
that's right,
in this country and overhauling, I mean, Florida, he did a lot of work to overhaul the elections. The very first thing Ron DeSantis did was he fired the election commissioner of Miami-Dade County.
Should happen.
She was the one in 2020 with the hanging chads, all kinds of shenanigans, right? Let me tell you something. If you ever get audited by the IRS, let me give you a tip, okay? If you get audited by the IRS and you hand the IRS a shoebox full of disorganized receipts, they know right away that there's stuff you're hiding because you're so disorganized. Now, on the flip side, if the IRS audits you and you hand them a very solid, all the receipts are in order, you've got your financial statements, everything is in order the way it should be.
Show up with your CPA.
All very organized. You know what? They're like, yeah, you know, he's all organized here. When people show up with a shoebox full of receipts, the IRS knows that they do that on purpose to make it as muddy as possible in an effort to hide stuff and inflate expenses or whatever they're doing, right?
Yeah.
The elections are no different, folks. They want as much, you know, shenanigans and machine errors and all kinds of stuff. Let me play this clip. This is nuts. I mean, this is Arizona again.
20% of the
20%. How is this possible? Let me go back.
We've got about 20% of the locations out there where there's an issue with the tabulator, where some of the ballots that after people have voted them, they try and run them through the tabulator and they're not going through.
Oh.
But the good thing is we do, first of all, we're trying to fix this problem as quickly as possible.
It's election day.
We also have a redundancy in place. If you can't put the ballot in the tabulator, then you can simply place it here.
Yeah, right in this box right here.
The C, the number 3.
Yeah.
And this is a secure box.
It is. See, this box here, it's a shredder. It's got Republicans on it. You put your ballots in there. This box over here. So they say, well, don't worry. We're going to take this downtown, and a Republican and a Democrat are going to count them. Oh, really? You mean like when they counted in Michigan, they put paper up over the walls?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When he had poll watchers. Why would they do that?
Oh, my
God. In the world? Think about that, folks. In the last election cycle in 2020, I'm called an election denier when you folks put a paper over the windows so that the poll watchers, who were legitimate poll watchers, couldn't actually watch you counting the votes.
In 2022, how in the world is there not multiple systems in place, right, where you, like Florida, you're going to put your vote in, it's going to print you a receipt. That receipt says, here's your official number. You know, Mike Lomas is number 1742. Yeah. I've got my number. I've got my verification. I showed my ID at the front. And guess what? Should they have backup systems? Is it possible that somewhere across the country, no matter how much you prepare, one of these machines are going to break? Yes. How in the world is there not 10 of them there?
I think we go back to the old number 2 pencils and you fill in the bubble, man.
Scantron.
Yes.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I think you go right back to old school Scantron. You fill out the bubbles. You feed them in the machine. You let the machine tabulate it. It's very simple to keep those ballots. You can cross-check that. There's no shenanigans. There's no thumb drives people are plugging in. I mean, the stuff that went on in this election cycle, again, after 2020, is just simply unacceptable. And again, if a poll is supposed to be an accurate representation, now they're like, oh, pollsters are all wrong. No, they were not that wrong, right? But again, if Florida is a 20 million person sample, how is the rest of the country not going the same direction?
Yeah.
They did, folks. That's the dirty little secret.
Yeah.
All right, this part of the program brought to you by Home and Auto. You better save some money because places like New York, taxes will be going up as they vaccinate your children and give them myocarditis. But good news is we can still save you money by shopping over 25 companies. It's so easy. Most liberals can do it. I'm going to change the tagline. John Fetterman cannot do it.
No.
The stroke victims probably are not going to be able to pick up the phone and shop
President
their insurance.
Of the United States of America, Joe
probably
Biden?
Not.
Probably not.
The rest of you, however, have an opportunity to call our office at 833-FIN-GUYS and talk to Mr. Mike here, who's going to shop over 25 companies. And I know you got always got good news stories helping people. Another thing people got to be careful of, not just saving money, make sure you got the right coverage.
Yep.
people got really hurt in Fort Myers, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. They really did. A lot. And, you know, not for nothing, Mike, you always say this. If a claim happens, I hope I'm covered. It is a disaster down there with insurance companies, because I'm working still with a few clients on there that are, there's no contact between the insurance company and the client. They have the coverage, they have everything they need, but it's taking forever to get anything paid out. It's a disaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
But little things that they get out of, right? Yep. Like, oh, we covered you for wind, but you had flood damage. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
You had the water stuff, but the wind you didn't, you know, so you've got to really go through your policy. Yep. Even here in Western New York, you know, I had flooding in my basement a few years ago, wiped out a brand new floor. So gotta make sure you do it. Well, cool. That was an awesome deal. You guys really worked your butts off last night.
It was fun. Good job.
Everybody all the way down. Anne was there. Anne was on the podcast and all that as well, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. She and Kelsey deserve a lot of credit because they did a lot of work to get that working right. And we had a blast. And one quick thing I do want to say that, besides the election issue, the one thing that I have heard from even people that I know, I do blame voters a lot for what's gone on.
Of course.
I'm not saying that it was counted properly everywhere.
Of course. People are lazy.
And if you vote Kathy Hochul because you're worried about the Bill Stadium deal, you're out of your freaking mind.
Well, we literally had, people are just so uneducated.
It's
terrible. I was talking to a couple and I said, who are you voting for? I said, of course, Zeldin. And he go, oh, well, we were thinking Kathy because she's from Western New York.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
If that's your thinking, you're an idiot.
Tim McVeigh was from Western New York too.
Yeah.
He blew up a building. I'm going to hang out with him.
I'm going to vote for Cuomo because he's a Italian. I'm Italian.
Like,
you're just a moron. If that's your thinking, just please don't vote.
But you can see how countries, societies, they just totally collapse around them because people are lazy. I mean, look at the Nick Langworthy Palladino race. 13% of Republicans showed up for that. You mean to tell me you couldn't get more than 13% in a time where they were literally locking your children out of school, destroying your businesses, and we only got 13% of registered Republicans in that district? Seriously? How is it not 93%? Right?
But what drives me nuts, these people will be the first one to complain when there's feces lining their streets or heroin needles lining their streets or their kid gets raped or murdered, right? They'll be the first one to be like, what happened? Yeah. How did this possibly happen?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of really dumb people, man, and they just can't figure it out until it's too late. And it really, truly, it's too late. And that's what, you know, when you look at the state of New York, the problem is that we have saved Florida. We have saved Florida. Unfortunately, there's no coming back in the state of New York. If you can't win when inflation is at double digits, people can't afford to fill up their cars or buy milk and cookies, right?
Yep. Yep.
And we've got crime up 57% in the city, and we still can't make a change.
Yep. Right.
Best of luck with that, man. Best of luck.
Trump just tweeted on his Truth Social. I don't know if you guys saw this. He's claiming 174 wins and 9 losses for him last night.
He's great. You do have to love him, man. Yeah.
So he's not backing down. Yeah.
Hey, why not? The Democrats rewrite history. Why not?
Yeah. He's not backing down.
Yeah. So. No, I think he had a pretty tough night. But did he have a tough night?
Was it? I don't know. I don't believe it. Not for a second.
We're gonna bring up Stefan, your buddy Stefan here. So we'll take a real quick break. You good with
sounds
that?
Good.
Real
yeah,
fast
we'll take
break.
A break.
We'll bring Stefan up and
sounds good.
And do more of that. You guys did an awesome job. Next time I want to be part of it. It was too much fun down there. I'm watching downtown. I'm like, I really should be down there. And I was thinking maybe I'll drive down there, but by the time I got down there, we had a sports banquet last night, but it looked fun.
That's
next
the first,
time I'm not
first
it.
Of many we'll do. We're gonna keep doing live remote stuff because that was a great atmosphere to be in.
Yeah,
wish it went differently.
I wish I could find this clip. I'll work on it during the break here. There's a great clip of this woman in Florida. She's like, let me tell you how it happens in my community. And she really just exactly describes what they do and how they do it. And I'll find that clip. We'll bring it back to the other side here. So.
All right. Sounds all good. Right. Real quick break.
Say that this segment is brought to you by our AHIP certified Medicare team here at the Financial Guys Insurance Agency. It is Medicare season. Annual enrollment period runs through December. I believe it's December 6th or 7th. And it's only about a month left. So if you haven't made a very important decision, if you're 65 or older, feel free to use our independent AHIP certified Medicare team at the Financial Guys Insurance Agency, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com. Stefan Mihailu is with us. Thank you for joining us, Stefan. You are a political expert, I'll say, and you've certainly been around politics for a long time, serving in several offices over the years and assisting a lot of campaigns. I was just talking to Mike earlier. You know, I'm a little bit shocked, I guess. And honestly, you know, I'm calling it fraud, to be honest. You can't tell me that places like Florida are somehow different than the rest of the country. And you know, the polls in Florida were right, but the polls in the rest of the country were wrong. And what I'm hearing is, oh, the blue wall stopped the red wave. Bullshit is what I call it. Well, what's your thoughts?
I mean, look at Carrie Lake in Arizona. Now, I'm not saying that she's going to be the winner or be victorious.
Oh, but she's counting the votes.
Well, but there's two counties with about 30,000 outstanding votes where she's winning by a 2-1 margin. She's down about 10,000 votes. I mean, that race is not over. Georgia's going to go to a runoff. I mean, if you're asking me to read the tea leaves, you know, take the thought of people stuffed ballots. It was stolen. I mean, look, I'm going to be very blunt and raw. It was a huge night for Ron DeSantis in Florida and not so great a night for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot of Donald Trump endorsed candidates, including Carrie Lake, who, again, right now is down 10,000 votes. Derek Schmidt, governor of Kansas, lost. Tudor Dixon lost to Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. And these are all candidates that Donald Trump endorsed and who lost. And, you know, the big winner in the night is Ron DeSantis. So the Republican Party, you know, depending on what Donald Trump announces in the next few days, has got to make a choice. Who's going to be their nominee and the best chance of winning the White House?
But Trump won a lot of the endorsements, though. I mean, what you're talking about in the Trump-endorsed races where they lost, I mean, there was clear shenanigans going. I look at Arizona. I mean, how many polling places didn't work? 20% of the machines are reporting wrong. I mean, like, I'll just drop in this box right here, and we'll count them later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
how does that
this
happen?
This is ridiculous.
Right? I mean, literally 20% of the machines not working. How does that happen? Right? We had 2 years to plan for all this on both sides. Right? If I'm a Democrat, I really believe I'm winning these things. Honestly, I want to say, let's put this to bed. Just make sure we do. You know, they don't want that. They don't want voter ID. They don't want these machines to work the right way. The sloppier the better. As Glenn pointed out, when you get audited in an IRS audit, the first thing an IRS agent's going to look at is, are you sloppy? Do you have stuff everywhere?
Right.
Or is it really organized and clean and neat? Because if it's everywhere, there's probably a chance you're just trying to screw us. Yeah.
Right. I mean, look, we can put a man on the moon in the late 1960s without the technology we have today.
Right.
But we can't count ballots in an election decades later.
Right.
Yep. I mean, it's outrageous. And I understand machines break. I mean, it's, you know, car breaks, your computer breaks.
That's right. But you should have, there should be so many backup systems.
But why didn't the machines break in Florida?
Right.
No, seriously.
Right.
Why did the machines only break in places like Maricopa County, Arizona? How is that?
Right.
I mean, in all seriousness, like when you look at these races where Republicans are maybe will lose, look at Carrie Lake, right? She is going to lose. Her opponent is counting the votes. Her opponent, I mean, this is what they do in like Venezuela, right? Yeah. Oh, don't worry. We have a fair election, but I'm the one counting the votes.
Right.
This is a joke.
Literally,
our elections have become a world joke. The world is looking at America going, you guys are a joke. Europe can count them same day. Iraq can count them same day. Third world countries can count them same day. U.S. has become a world joke when it comes to election integrity. And that's exactly what the Democrats want.
I mean, look at Pennsylvania. They didn't even crack open the ballots until 7 a.m. the day after election day.
How does that happen?
I mean,
how does that happen? I mean, you're just stewing, waiting for fraud, right?
Right.
I mean, you're just saying.
Well, they had the nominee votes they needed.
Yeah. We're just going to, you know what? This is so important. I think we're going to go get some coffee and take a little nap and figure it out tomorrow.
Right. 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 Exactly.
Right. Well, to your point, though, Florida, on a positive note, is redder than red could be, which is good.
It's the last bastion of freedom in the country.
Yeah.
That's it. It's Florida now. Uh-oh, we lost him.
Oh, no.
It's Florida now, though. That is the last. He's on. Stefan is driving, so he'll call back in, I'm sure. But Florida is the last bastion, though, of freedom. Now, you can't even say Texas is, because Governor Abbott's done a fairly lousy job, to be honest with you, right?
Yep.
Governor Abbott doesn't take masks off until way later, right?
Yeah, well, they all watch DeSantis.
They all watch DeSantis. And Kemp. And Kemp in Georgia, too, right?
You're seeing just such incredible leadership out of DeSantis, and it's working, right? And my question is why we've got so many Republican governors. When are they going to find their backbone and spine?
Oh, we lost him again. Well, he'll call back again. He's in a bad spot. But, you know, we did, you know, again, Huckabee, Sarah Huckabee Sanders won. Yes. That's big. Yeah. I have absolute confidence that she will. The first thing that she will do is she will focus on election integrity because she's smart.
Mickey Kearns wins locally. That's a big deal. Hopefully, he'll decide to put his hat in for county executive.
I hope so.
You know, there's a lot of power in some of these county executives. You know, we had a county executive who was literally lockstep and barrel with Hochul and Cuomo and locking everybody down. Yep. But if you get somebody with a backbone that says, you know what, Erie County's not doing that garbage. Yeah. They have more power than you think, right? If we want to change the school boards, we don't necessarily need our schools. We don't necessarily need to change the governor, but you do need to change all the school boards, right? If all the school boards go, okay, it's coming from Kathy, I got to do it. But if all the school boards and a big majority of them say, no, we're not going to do that, right? We're not. Yeah. And you know, there's more power in some of these local levels and some of these races, which I guess that's what you got to focus on, right? I mean, I keep thinking every morning, okay, is it too late? Did we just quit? No, you got to keep fighting. You got to try to expose some of this stuff. I'll tell you what I'm going to do is we're not going to spend money on Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend money with Marley and Citizens Audits of New York and try to go out and see if we can raise some money to get some attorneys to continue to push forward with that. Because I think that's if you want to win races in the future, that's who you've got to support.
For sure.
Let's see if we can figure this out. Stefan.
I got you guys.
All right. What was your question, Mike? You just asked me a question. I forget what it was. It was
Some of these other governors. You know, it seems like DeSantis has literally put together the roadmap for them. You know, be tough, be aggressive, do what you actually say. You know, which is a big deal, right? I mean, Republicans continue to say we're gonna end Obamacare, we're gonna cut your taxes, we're gonna make government smaller, and then they don't do it. DeSantis has done everything he's promised. He's been tough. Very similar to a Trump in that he's not afraid to back down to the media. That's all right. We're
we can't get the answer. When he calls back, just ask him the question quick.
Yeah. Real quick.
Just respond quick, Stefan. Anyway.
I'll have him call your
number. We can have him call one on Saturday, too. I don't think it's your phone. I think it's his phone, not your phone.
I do, too.
I think maybe we'll have Stefan call him maybe Saturday a little bit, and we can wrap up the election covers then. But honestly, folks, you know, really disappointing. And again, you know, I don't think it was a loss for Trump. I don't think this was all of Trump's endorsements lost. I don't think so. Where Trump made endorsements are these races that were going to be close races to begin with. And in a lot of cases, Trump's endorsement actually increased the polling numbers for people like Dr. Oz, right? Look, Dr. Oz does not excite Republicans. Let's be honest. Dr. Oz is a Democrat is what he is. I mean, Dr. Oz would have been a good Democrat alternative for you idiots in Pennsylvania that voted for a stroke victim who can't even spell his own name at this point, right?
Yep.
But, you know, that doesn't – so candidates were part of it, right? But Carrie Lake is a great candidate. How in the world does she allow her opponent to count the votes? You know, you had 2 years to fix all kinds of election shenanigans in Arizona, and what happened? All the election – machines break. They didn't break in Florida, right? Oh, well, stuff happens. They didn't happen in these other places. What? Do they only happen in Arizona? God.
We'll try one last time here. Stefan, if we lose you, we'll just get you Saturday. So.
All right. Yeah. No worries at all. Sorry about that, guys. No, I know you were talking about Florida, and it's Ron DeSantis, just absolutely huge win in that state. I mean, look, Miami-Dade, he won by 10 percentage points. Yeah. That's outrageous and great.
But why is he not the roadmap for some of these other governors, you know? I mean, to me, it's like you win what you can win and you fix what you can fix. You know, when the Democrats win, they go right for their left-wing agenda, right? I mean, that's why everything turns into shit that they touch. But to their credit, they just don't stop. We get Republicans in office that are just basically spineless and worthless.
So why did Miami-Dade go for DeSantis? But the rest of these types of same type of communities in Arizona didn't. How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great question.
I'll tell you why.
I looked at the data.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because the first thing DeSantis did was he fired that piece of garbage election commissioner in Miami-Dade, the hanging Chad lady who had been pulled. This lady in Miami-Dade County for 20 years has been pulling election shenanigans, boxes showing up, right? Literally, when the presidential election happened, trucks full, like just like Michigan, trucks full, backed up to Miami-Dade polling places. They unloaded trucks. There's video of it. DeSantis, first thing he does is, you're fired. Get your stuff, get out, right? Suddenly, things get a lot cleaner. Things get a lot fairer, right? I'm convinced that
voter ID. Wow, what a novel idea. Got to show who you are to be able to vote.
These other states, whether it be Sanders now or whether it be if Carrie Lake can win in Arizona.
Yes. Gotta push for it.
Abbott, same thing. Right. Yeah. You fire these election commissioners that have, if you had a problem with your election, you failed at your job. Listen, if you're a firefighter and you show up at the house and you stand there looking at the house burn to the ground, you're fired.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't do your job. If you're an election commissioner, your job is to secure the election. You couldn't do that. You're fired. But that's what they want. They want the shenanigans, right?
But I also give you guys a lot of credit because the financial guys had an initiative in Erie and Niagara County to have poll watchers all across the different communities to make sure there were no shenanigans in Erie County. And you know what? Mickey Kearns won by 10 percentage points. Yeah. Joe Lurigo for State Supreme Court.
It worked. We had a lot of left-wing groups that were saying, these people are out there watching the polls.
Yep.
Okay, well,
exactly.
You know what? Maybe you're less likely to bring that box in at 10:30 at night in your Prius, right? What's the next step, Stefan? I mean, bring out your crystal ball. What do you think? Does Trump declare or is he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, in the short term, all eyes are going to be on Georgia. I mean, we're talking tens of millions of dollars in a runoff for that one seat in Georgia. And again, I'm not saying that Carrie Lake is going to win in Arizona still, but she has a path. With 30,000 votes out there, she's going to win them 2-1, and she's down 10,000 votes right now, supposedly.
She should have shellacked Katie Hobbs.
Yeah.
She should have shellacked Katie Hobbs.
Lady didn't even debate, was afraid of her. Clearly afraid of her.
What was she up in the polls? What was the poll number for Arizona?
10 percentage points.
10-11%. What was DeSantis up? Same? 10-11%?
Oh, no. DeSantis 20? Was like basically, oh, no, much less. It was like 11-12 points.
Yeah.
So DeSantis is up by 11-12 points, wins by 20, right? Carrie Lake up by 11 points.
No, she was down. Right?
Oh, she was down? No, I don't think she was. Yeah. Was she down?
No, she was up.
She was up.
Right.
Oh,
she's up by 10-11 points. Half the polls don't work. Now they're in a dead heat. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, look, you want to call me an election denier? You want to call me a right-wing lunatic? You call me whatever makes you feel great. But here's what I'm saying. Common sense, folks, right? Florida, again, DeSantis is up by 10-11 points in the polls, blows it out by 20, right? Carrie Lake up by 10-11 points. That swings the exact opposite way. And it's even? Are you telling me that Arizona and Florida are 40% different in how they think?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so at all.
Very similar with their makeup.
No way.
And the are counting those ballots. There's two counties, including the one county you had mentioned, Glenn. So there is a slight path for Carrie Lake to still win that race. But they're counting ballots right now.
Yeah. Well, to your point, though, if she's 2-1 – in those districts with 30,000 votes out, there should be a real good chance she wins, right?
And she's down 10,000. We're talking like recount. I mean, Arizona could get insane when it comes to the counting of these 30,000 outstanding ballots. If Trump announces, I mean, it's going to be just a global thermal nuclear political war in 2024.
Well, the good news is we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about. Locally, though, Mickey Kearns wins, Lurigo wins. That's some good stuff, right? I hope to say maybe we were a little bit of a part of that with some of our poll watching stuff. So, Mickey's
were. You can't cheat when people are watching, point blank. And I think the financial guys deserve a lot of credit because you sent poll watchers all over Erie County. You can't cheat when someone's watching. You guys are watching, and a conservative and a Democrat who runs as a conservative won big in Erie County.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't watch across the country, and it's too bad we can't get these Republican governors to fix their elections, because there's no doubt in my mind, when you look again, you can't make the case that Florida goes 10% more for a Republican, but all these other states, just miraculously, all the poll numbers are wrong, and they go dead even. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Carrie Lake should have been just like Florida. It should have been a 15 to 20-point blowout over Katie Hobbs. Right. It shouldn't even have been close.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even be talking about a pathway to victory. It should have been a shellacking. That race should have been called at 7 o'clock last night for Carrie Lake as the Florida race was basically called early. Right.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that you're telling me that, oh, this poll is wrong the one way, but this poll is completely wrong the other. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way. No. I'm worried about 2024 stuff on. If they're willing to cheat in a presidential election like they did with Joe Biden, then I'm absolutely confident that that's exactly what they did. Why wouldn't they keep doing it? They did it in this cycle. Why wouldn't they do it in 2024? I don't care if DeSantis is the candidate or Trump is a candidate or whoever's a candidate. It doesn't matter if they're going to cheat. You could Joe Biden campaigned from his basement, right? Nobody showed up for him.
Yeah.
And yet he won.
They're still
supposedly
not showing up for him.
Right.
Yeah.
No way. Does that worry you, Stefan? I mean, seriously?
Of course. Yeah. It really does. And look, you know, when it comes to winning races, it's very difficult for Republicans in blue or even purple states to eke out victories. I mean, we're fighting an uphill battle to begin with, then fighting the uphill battle. Okay. Is this election fair or full of fraud?
Yeah.
So it's hard enough for us to win in blue and purple states.
Yeah, well, look at this state. It's 2-1. It's 2-1.
Right.
2-1 registered Democrat to Republican before anything starts. So, you literally have half of those people that are brain dead. They just go, oh, okay, my dad was a Democrat. I'm just going to vote Democrat. Have no idea what they're voting for. Literally, they know exactly who's on Dancing with the Stars and have zero clue what they're doing. Zero.
Well, you can also see, I can almost guarantee, Kathy Hochul is going to implement a vaccine mandate for children to go to schools in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be bad.
And there's going to be even more moving vans going to Florida, North Carolina, and Texas.
I'll be one of them. My kids will not be getting a shot. They'll be at a private school or we will be in Florida, but they will not be getting that shot.
It's scary because people are going to have to make some pretty tough decisions in the state now, right? I mean, you talk about the health of your children. Now, there was just a study that came out just this week that showed that the incidence of myocarditis that were caused by the vaccination exceed myocarditis cases because of a case of COVID. Now, remember, they told us this for a while. Well, but you're getting myocarditis from COVID anyway, so you might as well just take the vaccine. But that's not true.
Well,
it's not true.
Here's the thing. The people are getting COVID anyways.
But yes, exactly. So, but the fact is,
double up.
But we know now, we have evidence now. We have studies, we have data, we have evidence that the shot is causing myocarditis. Myocarditis has a 50% death rate within 5 years, folks. So for all those out there going, well, I had this little smart case of myocarditis, but I'm okay now. Flip a coin every year.
Yeah.
Flip a coin every year. Call it heads or tails.
Yeah. What's
right?
that? What? Not.
That's your chance of living.
And if you do make it 4 years, what does that do to your life expectancy with a bad heart? Right?
Craziness. Yeah. But yeah, that's sick. Exactly. What else do you think she's going to do,
Stefan? Speaking
of
polling, by the way, we got 4,600 clients in our firm.
Yeah.
And we see it. We actually see it. We've been involved. We've talked to these people. How did you get sick? How did your dad pass away? The shot.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I was not anti-shot. I am anti-shot now.
100%.
I am anti-shot now.
What else does she do, Stefan? She's going to come with a vaccine mandate for kids. Bail reform gets codified, I'm sure, right? Let's release more code. What else? What other bad stuff is coming?
She has no chance of so-called bail reform because, again, New York City controls the state Senate and the state assembly. You know, the AOCs and the Democratic Socialists are going to roll over Kathy Hochul because from their perspective, she should have won by 30 points.
Yeah.
They see her as incredibly weak. And you're going to see a radical AOC-type socialist agenda in New York State.
Well, AOC walked back in. Chucky Schumer walks back in.
Yeah.
Right.
She is weak. She's weak because she's unintelligent. And I don't mean that in a mean way. Kathy Hochul's a nice person. But I said this. I've been saying this all along. Cuomo was evil, but he was smart. Kathy is just dumb. And I don't mean to be mean, Kathy. You're a nice person, but you're just not that bright. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious. Everybody sees that. You don't have a clue what's going on. And so, Stefan, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
She now becomes the puppet of the communist wing of the Democrat Party, the AOC.
And they are
no
big
question.
And strong in this state.
Oh,
more
yeah.
powerful
and
than ever.
Here's what people are not noticing or not thinking about. Kathy Hochul, when the numbers were dipping and Zeldin was catching up, turned to the Radical Socialist Working Families Party to bail her out and win this campaign.
Yes.
That's why you saw her photograph with AOC.
Yeah, she doubled down.
Working Families Party.
Yeah,
she sure did.
I actually thought she would go more to the middle, which is what most of her consultants were saying, look, you need to just be middle of the road here. Need to be middle of the road, not so radical. And she didn't. She went right to AOC and her buddies to try to wrap this thing up. And even with the cheating, it still almost cost her.
And the Working Families Party, the party of defund the police, they now want something in return.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's going to get ugly for taxpayers across New York State. Ugly.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of people are going to regret that decision. Although, like I said, most of them never know. How could it get worse, right? I'll say, man, 20-something years of doing radio, I remember 60% graduation rates in the city of Buffalo. I think we're down to like 35 now.
Well, right? Just look at San Francisco.
How could it get worse?
Yeah. Look at San Francisco, folks. If you want to know what New York has got coming in the next 5 to so years, look at California. 20% homeless rates, widest gap between the rich and the poor. Yep. If you're middle class, you better be looking for a new home in a different state or hunkering down because you're about to get slaughtered in the state. To Stefan's point, expect higher taxes, higher regulations, more fees. Everything, folks, from your registration of your car to your fishing license to right on down the line, you can expect everything to get more expensive.
We still got a lot of room for taxes. California's at 13%. I mean, there's still room.
Yeah.
There's still room to grow here. For
absolutely. Yeah. Right. 100%, Mike, for sure. Hey,
Steph, I will let you go, buddy. Maybe we can get you on Saturday for a little bit, too.
Yep.
Hey, and real quickly, you know, the financial guys, you guys, and I was a part of the team.
You guys were awesome. Yeah.
On election night. And I think it's really solidifying the fact that the Financial Guys Media Network is not only a legitimate source of news, but a trusted source of news. I mean, delivered 4 hours of live analysis from Republican headquarters, live guests. The Financial Guys Media team hit it out of the park on election night. There's going to be a lot more to come in the future.
Yeah, no, you guys were awesome. Phenomenal. I know Kelsey and everybody worked their butts off. Everybody up late at night, and you guys were great. So I fell asleep at about 11:45, 10 to 12, with the laptop on my chest and my headphones on. My wife wakes me up about 1 o'clock. She's like, hey, just take your headphones off. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I passed out, but it was great.
You guys did a wonderful job. Really did. You had a great guest. You had great coverage. You had great analysis. You had great commentary. And really, you didn't get that anywhere else. Like, I flipped around stage. I kind of listened to different radio. It was honestly, it was pathetic. I got to be honest. I mean, our local news now, even our radio station. I hate to say that because a beloved station, 20 years on the air. I still love the folks over there, but their coverage was lousy.
It was painful.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's just lousy, and I don't know what happened. I don't know.
It was painful. But the next one, we're getting involved. Though. I was so jealous. I'm like, oh my god.
I know.
And it was probably I got out of my daughter's sports banquet late, so it was like 9 o'clock, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm down in Alma. Should I drive down there? By the time I get down there, I should have.
But it went exactly as I expected. It was, oh, Republicans are hopeful in New York. Looks like Lee's going to tell. Oh, Lucy just pulled the football out from Charlie Brown again, and they just miraculously at the last second.
I'm sorry,
you were so close this time.
These machines just didn't work.
Close.
But if you leave your ballot right under there, we'll take care of it.
That's right. No, just put it in that box over there. It says shredder on it. You'll be good. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, push the button.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we'll see you Saturday.
Nice job again.
All right, guys.
See you,
take care.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us, folks. I got a bunch more videos. I got a bunch more we could do, but we'll save it for Saturday's show. We're going to be live on the air on the Financial Guys Media Network 1 to 3 on, of course, iHeartRadio. Was it the radio.com app, whatever it's called now, Odyssey or whatever it is. And of course, live on Wham in Rochester, WSYR in Syracuse, and of course, WBEN right here in Western New York. I would suggest iHeartRadio. That's where people are going more and more. It's really easy to go and listen on your car, wherever you are, without any static or anything in between. And you can take that anywhere across the country, really, which is pretty cool now that that they have some of these things. And I don't know what happens to the dial in the car at some point. I got to believe it's going to all be an app. When I drive from Florida to New York and back now, I used to say I don't like driving on Saturdays and Sundays. I want to drive during the week because I love talk radio and I want to listen to talk radio. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Nah.
Now I don't even use the radio. I go to TalkStream Live and other apps. I just pull up whoever I want to pull up, whoever is on the air across the country. And if they're not in my market, let's say I'm driving, I happen to be in Ohio, I can pull up whoever I want. Even if the Dan Bongino's not in Ohio, I can pull up Dan Bongino because I can pull it up on the app, right? So go to the iHeartRadio app, find the Financial Guys.
Big time, the automobile industry in the next 5 years will shift
100%
the way people listen to stuff, no doubt.
For sure. So do us a favor. If you like the podcast, share it with your friends. Give us a like, give us a thumbs up, and subscribe to our channel. It really helps us out a lot. We do appreciate it. Of course, if you need us throughout the week, use our website as a resource, thefinancialguys.com. You can always call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. We have Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on Saturday right here on the Financial Guys.